Hey, Victory Church. My name is Gary Palmer, and I'm the facilities pastor at the Oklahoma City campus. I'm grateful you're here for today's Lectio Divina. Today, we'll be reading from 2 Samuel 9, 6 through 13. Before we get started, take a moment to be aware of God's presence right where you're at. He wants to speak to you today. As I read, I encourage you to close your eyes and listen, or you can read along with me. Our first step is read. As you listen to this passage of Scripture, write down any words or phrases that stand out to you. Again, we'll be reading from 2 Samuel 9, 6 through 13. And Mephibosheth, the son of Jonathan, son of Saul, came to David and fell on his face and paid homage. And David said, "Mephibosheth." And he answered, "Behold, I am your servant." And David said to him, "Do not fear, for I will show you kindness for the sake of your father Jonathan. And I will restore to you all the land of Saul your father, and you shall eat at my table always." And he paid homage and said, "What is your servant that you should show regard for a dead dog such as I?" Then the king called Ziba, Saul's servant, and said to him, "All that belonged to Saul and to all his house I have given to your master's grandson. And you and your sons and your servants shall till the land for him and shall bring in the produce that your master's grandson may have bread to eat. But Mephibosheth, your master's grandson, shall always eat at my table." Now Ziba had 15 sons and 20 servants. Then Ziba said to the king, "According to all that my lord the king commands his servant, so will your servant do." So Mephibosheth ate at David's table like one of the king's sons. And Mephibosheth had a young son whose name was Micah. And all who lived in Ziba's house became Mephibosheth's servants. So Mephibosheth lived in Jerusalem, for he ate always at the king's table. Now he was lame in both his feet. Now take a moment to write some notes. What words or phrases stuck out to you? This time, we'll reflect on the passage. As I read this passage again, notice what emotions come up within yourself. Identify yourself with a specific character in the story and make note of that as well. And Mephibosheth, the son of Jonathan, son of Saul, came to David and fell on his face and paid homage. And David said, "Mephibosheth." And he answered, "Behold, I am your servant." And David said to him, "Do not fear, for I will show you kindness for the sake of your father Jonathan, and I will restore to you all the land of Saul your father, and you shall eat at my table always." And he paid homage and said, "What is your servant that you should show regard for a dead dog such as I?" Then the king called Ziba, Saul's servant, and said to him, "All that belonged to Saul and to all his house I have given to your master's grandson. And you and your sons and your servants shall till the land for him and shall bring in the produce that your master's grandson may have bread to eat. But Mephibosheth, your master's grandson, shall always eat at my table." Now Ziba had 15 sons and 20 servants. Then Ziba said to the king, "According to all that my lord the king commands his servant, so will your servant do." So Mephibosheth ate at David's table like one of the king's sons. And Mephibosheth had a young son whose name was Micah. and all who lived in Ziba's house became Mephibosheth's servants. So Mephibosheth lived in Jerusalem, for he ate always at the king's table. Now he was lame in both his feet. Take a few moments to reflect. What emotions came up as you listened? What character in the story are you? Now we respond. As you hear the passage, listen for God's voice speaking to you. What is he saying, and how do you need to respond to him? And Mephibosheth, the son of Jonathan, son of Saul, came to David and fell on his face and paid homage. And David said, "Mephibosheth." And he answered, "Behold, I am your servant." And David said to him, "Do not fear, for I will show you kindness for the sake of your father Jonathan, and I will restore to you all the land of Saul your father, and you shall eat at my table always." And he paid homage and said, "What is your servant that you should show regard for a dead dog such as I?" Then the king called Ziba, Saul's servant, and said to him, "All that belonged to Saul and to all his house I have given to your master's grandson. And you and your sons and your servants shall till the land for him and shall bring in the produce that your master's grandson may have bread to eat. But Mephibosheth, your master's grandson, shall always eat at my table." Now Ziba had 15 sons and 20 servants. Then Ziba said to the king, "According to all that my lord the king commands his servant, so will your servant do." So Mephibosheth ate at David's table like one of the king's sons. And Mephibosheth had a young son whose name was Micah. And all who lived in Ziba's house became Mephibosheth's servants. So Mephibosheth lived in Jerusalem, for he ate always at the king's table. Now he was lame in both his feet. So take a few moments and talk with God. Reflecting on your notes from earlier, write down what he is saying to you and respond to him. Our final step is to rest in the presence of God. There are many things fighting for your attention, but take a few minutes and be still in silence as you meditate on God's word and rest in Him. Heavenly Father, We come to you in the name and by the blood of our resurrected Savior. Thank you for the story of Mephibosheth, a beautiful reminder of your boundless grace. Just as David sought out Mephibosheth, someone who felt unworthy and forgotten, you seek us in our brokenness and call us to your table. Like Mephibosheth, we sometimes feel unworthy of your love, yet you bring us close. May we be instruments of your grace to others, showing them the same acceptance and compassion you have shown us. We thank you, God, for the undeserved kindness you pour into our lives. May we always remember that, like Mephibosheth, we have a place at your table now and forever. Amen.